الله الرحمن الرحيم. فسيزد شعر بعرف بالله ذات أقدس ذات ما نشاحك محمد اختصاب نور الله مرقده تتعيد الإيد سكون دل أجر اللوال سيني جلك دواباتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل کھلتا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا خدا کی سرکشی سے خدا کشی ہے مال و دولت میں خدا کی سرکشی سے خدا کشی ہے مال و دولت میں کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقوا پر سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقوا پر بدو حکم خدا سائے سے جا پھر کیسے پا جاتا بدو حکم خدا سائس دا کے پن کیسے پا جاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا اگر پترول کی مانن ہوتا یہ سکون دل اگر پترول کی مانن ہوتا یہ سکون دل زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہاں جاتا گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہاں جاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا بچو گندے عمل سے امرجوں سے دور ہو جاؤ بچو گندے عمل سے امرجوں سے دور ہو جاؤ اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتر نہ برساتا اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا, خدا پتر نہ برساتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا. بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا, نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا, نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا. اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا, اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا, اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا. مٹک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختر, مٹک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختر, مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا, مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا, اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا. بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. It's a beautiful poem of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Madzilul Ali. Hazrat is giving us the prescription of what we are all looking for, and Allah Ta'ala has given us that deen that we all desire, and each one of us is looking for peace of the heart, peace and contentment, to have peace in my life. Everybody is striving to earn that, but unfortunately we don't know where it lies, so we are all looking for it in the wrong direction, and we are going into the wrong places, and instead of getting peace we are falling into depression. So Hazrat is explaining here so beautifully. He has titled it Sukoon-e-Dil, that peace and contentment is not with regard to the outward things. It's not having a nice car, a nice house, going to a nice resort, etc. There is no peace and contentment. Peace and contentment is a condition of the heart. And where you will get this peace and contentment, Hazrat is teaching us this prescription where to get it. And this is such a valuable prescription, the whole world cannot pay for it. But Allah Ta'ala has given it to us free of charge. And where you will get this prescription, Hazrat says here so beautifully, اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنی نفس سے سرکش کو دبا پاتا. If I did not get the medicine from the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that is those people who know Allah, who have got the marifah, the recognition of Allah, and thus Allah Ta'ala's greatness has settled in the heart, and the love of Allah Ta'ala is boiling in their heart. If I didn't come to such people, and here Allah has brought us to this majlis, where we come in the company of our shaykh, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, and Hazrat says that if you come here, come with this intention, that I want this medicine of peace of the heart. And that is the connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And what will block you from this? Hazrat says, if I didn't come here and get this medicine, then I'm looking for it everywhere else in other entertainment. And what will happen? Bahut mushkil tha apne nafs se sarkash ko daba paata. It would be extremely difficult to bring under control and to suppress the transgressive desires of my nafs. of my inner self, that nafs is such a thing, the ammara bisu. It commands you towards to go towards haram. And many of us, many youngsters also say that I get the desire of watching a movie, I just can't stop myself. I get the desire of masturbating, I just can't stop myself. That is a total lie, because we're not going for the medicine to the right people. Come here in these majalis, then you will get the medicine and you will see that how, when you realize that Allah Rabbul Izzat, who has given me my life, I have to love for Allah and I have to die for Allah, then see how you're able to bring your desires under control. So regularly we have to come to these majalis and take the medicine and then make the zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then see that what is causing, people are looking for peace but they're falling into depression. They're going into more difficult conditions. And then where they're looking for the solutions? Going to psychologists, going to psychiatrists. If those people had the solutions, they shouldn't be half mad themselves. That is not the place to, and they will charge you a big amount and they will put you into antidepressants that will finally lead you to committing suicide. As Hazrat further explains here, that Khuda ki sar kashi se khud kashi hai, khud kushi hai maal aur daulat mein. Kabhi Allah walo se nahi aisa suna jata. That a person thinks that if I get a degree, I'll get a good job, I'll earn a good wage, or I'll get a business. And so you're looking for peace and contentment in all that, in the wealth of this world, in all the entertainment and the outward glory of this world, and you think it lies there. Hazrat says, then you'll see that leads you to the disobedience of Allah. That leads you to unmindfulness of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then what we are hearing today, youngsters, young boys, girls committing suicide. Why? They are going to such wrong places and looking for peace and happiness, but they're getting disaster there. They're getting misery and they are committing suicide. He says, never ever did you hear a friend of Allah who never saw the door of a school, who never saw the door of a university, but he's got such a peace and contentment in his heart, nobody has got that. And to get that peace and contentment, you have to connect your heart to his heart. That you have to come into this gathering and make dua, ya Allah, that peace, that happiness, that love of yours that is in that heart of your friend, let it penetrate my heart. And Allah Ta'ala's kindness, when we come with this desire, Allah Ta'ala will let it get transferred. Then you'll see automatically that just what you are looking for, you thought it lies in the clubs, you thought it lies in the universities, you thought it lies in sports, it doesn't lie there. Hazrat says so beautifully here, as Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an-i Kareem, that where does the peace and contentment of the heart comes from? Sukoon-e dil utarta hai falak se ahle taqwa par, badoon-e hukme khuda science da fir kaise pa jata? That the peace and contentment of the heart, it comes down from the heaven. It comes down from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And it comes down on the hearts of the special servants who are called Ahl Taqwa. Those people who control the haram desires, that Allah must not be unhappy with me. If Allah is unhappy with me, I can have all the wealth of the world. I'll be in misery. Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةِ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is only Allah that sends down the Sakina. And Sakina is not any auntie's name. Sakina is that special peace, that nur that comes in your heart. That now to stay away from sun doesn't become easy, you start hating it. Now you don't want to go to sports, your friends are calling you, let's go and watch a movie, let's go and watch some sports, you're not interested in that anymore. And so this is something that you can't drill in the ground. Like the scientists with all their sophisticated gadgets, they just put their lasers around where there is diamonds, where there is gas, where there is oil. They're going to steal those lands and they want to drill and take the wealth of the people. This is something they can't drill in the earth. Hazrat says, without the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat, where can the scientists ever get a thing like this? This is the most valuable thing that you won't get any universities, you won't get anywhere. You'll get it here in the simple, beautiful majalis where Allah's rahmat descends. Agar petrol ke maandin hota, ye sukoon-e-dil, زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافی پا جاتا. حضرت says here so beautifully that if this was something like oil and all the artificial wealth of this world, then these disbelievers, the kafirs, the atheist scientists, etc., and all the wolves of this world that are after the wealth of the world, they would have drilled in the ground and taken it out. Like how they steal the petrol and the diamond and the gold from other people's land, Hazrat says, thus nobody can steal. This comes down directly from Allah Ta'ala in the hearts of the friends of Allah. You come here, you connect your heart to the friend of Allah and see you'll get it free of charge. And this is the greatest wealth. All the petrol, all the gold, silver cannot pay for this. And then you'll see that a person will start realizing that I thought I'll have peace and enjoyment if I make connection with that woman or some other idol, that sportsman, etc. Hazrat says, now you realize, buto ke isse su dunya mein har aashik hua pagal, gunaho se suku paata to kyu pagal kaha jata. That every person thinks, if I get a connection with that woman or with that sportsman or with that politician, then I'll be have a nice life. But you find such people are becoming mad. With all these stupid idols, and sadly today, sportsmen, we say they are our idols. This woman, this illicit love affairs with your girls. And today, sadly, as Hazrat explains in front, not what girls, boys, making what boys. What a stupid thing. And you think you're enjoying your life, but you're becoming a mad person. If there was enjoyment in that and you had peace, then you shouldn't be called a mad person. You shouldn't be taking all type of drugs and then landing yourself in a mad hospital. And if you don't make tawbah and istighfar, the only solution that you come here, you learn to make tawbah, istighfar, and you start getting peace. And you don't need any antidepressants or anything. Bacho gande amal se, amrado se dur ho jao. Agar ye fail achcha tha, khuda patthar na baksa tha. You come here, you learn that what will cause you depression, what will cause you havoc in your life, if you don't save yourself from young boys. Little young boys that look so handsome, and you start mixing with them, you'll end up in the filthiest action of homosexuality. And sadly today, these things are taught in our schools, in our universities. It is taught as the norm of life. Hazrat says here so beautifully, if this was a decent action, or any suitable action, Allah wouldn't have sent down rain of stones upon the nation of Lut alayhi salam. The nation of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam were involved in the terrible action, which was an upside down action. Then Allah Ta'ala says, we showed them, فَجَعَلْنَا أَسْرَافِلَا عَالِيهَا. We sent Jibreel alayhi salam, lift up the whole village, throw it upside down, and then still send down stains of stones of rain like laser bombs with their names written. So we should stay very far away from the filthy LGBTQ which is taught, etc. We should hate it and inform one another. Nahi mumkin tha unki raah mein mera kadam rakhna agar just karam ki dil nahi koi sada paata. Hazrat says that if you want to come to such gatherings, then make dua to Allah. Otherwise it will be never possible. Hazrat says it would be never possible for me, a young man, to put my foot in this Mubarak place, this Mubarak gathering, if Allah Ta'ala did not pull me. If there wasn't a sound, so to say, from the heaven, your friend, somebody told you, come to this gathering, come to this Mubarak place, and Allah brought you here, this is the sign of the special mercy of Allah. Appreciate it and spend our time properly. Main thak jata hu apne daastan se dard, apne daastan e dard se akthar, magar ke main kya kahu, chup bhi nahi mujhse raha jata. The pious servants of Allah, they are people, elderly also, they are making so lot ibadat, khidmat of deen. Hazrat says, I get tired of talking, but when I see the condition of the ummat, I just can't stop talking. I have to take out people that are falling into depression, falling into misery. So we should make shukr to Allah. Allah has brought us here, and make dua, Allah Ta'ala grant us this connection with Allah Ta'ala, or to be sure mercy and kind.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. Kitab Hayatul Muslimin, The Life of a Muslim. 25 chapters. How can the Muslims come out of their problems and come into the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? The chapter we are doing at the moment is that a person must disassociate his heart from this world and constantly ponder over the akhirat. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited the following verse. The translation is which Allah Ta'ala expands the breast of one whom He intends to guide so that he accepts Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, when nur and light enters the breast expands. Music iman is coming to your heart now. So somebody asked one of you sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is there a sign that Islam is coming to your heart? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, yes. He saves himself from this abode of deception, this world. He inclines towards the everlasting abode of the hereafter. And he makes preparations for the everlasting abode before the arrival of death. So these are the signs of a person has got true iman. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, this world is a continuous journey, which is going further and further away. While the akhirat is a continuous journey, which approaches nearer and nearer. Both this world and the year after have their sons. If you can, do not be among the sons of this world. Today you are in the abode of practice, Darul Amal, and there is no reckoning here. Reckoning will be for you in the year after, and there a person cannot do any action. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, remember much the severer of delights, that is death. What will destroy all delight. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, death is a gift for the believer. A gift is an object of happiness. The believer should therefore be pleased with death. If there is fear of the punishment in the grave, then arrangements should be made to be protected against such punishment. The protection against the punishment is to be obedient to the commands of Allah Ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whenever we make a mistake, to make tawbah. Sir Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took hold of his shoulder and said, stay on the earth as if you are a foreigner or like one along the road. Like a foreigner longs for his homeland and a traveler is continuously on the move and anticipating a quick arrival home, so too should be the believer. His heart should never be attached to this world. His gaze must be focused on Jannat, his original and a permanent home. He must prepare himself for his return home. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates, he said, when evening approaches, do not wait for morning. And when the morning approaches, do not wait for the evening. Hazrat Barra ibn Azib radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the believer is about to depart for the year after, the angels with glittering faces come to him. They have with them the burial shrouds in fragrance from Jannah. The angel of death then arrives and explains to the dying believer, O pure soul, come towards the forgiveness and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. The malaika with glittering faces take possession of the soul and wrap it in the heavenly kafan and fragrance. They proceed with the soul upwards. Every group of angels living on earth by whom they pass inquire, whose pure soul is this? The angels inform them, the other angels, of the identity of the person, and they call the soul by various beautiful and honorable titles. They then reach the first heaven and the doors are opened up. The angels of the first heaven accompany the procession to the second heaven and the doors are opened up. In this way the procession goes from the heaven to heaven until the seventh heaven is reached. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, enter the book of record of my servant in Illiyin and proceed towards the earth with him for the questioning in the grave by Munkar and Nakir. The soul is then returned to the body. The angels come to a person and ask him, Munkar and Nakir, who is your Rabb? He says, Allah is my Rabb. What is your deen? He replies, Islam is my deen. Who is this man sent amongst you? He replies, he is the Nabi of Allah. A caller then calls out from the heavens, my servant has spoken the truth. Arrange for him the comforts of Jannat. Clothe him with the garments of Jannah. And open up on him a window from Jannah. The sweet breezes and fragrances of Jannah come to him. The same hadith continues and narrates the evil and terrible condition which overtakes the non-believers, the kafir soul. May Allah protect us. After death and in Qiyamah will occur the following events. The sounding of the trumpet, resurrection of the dead, the torments of Qiyamah, the reckoning. The fortunate will be given to drink from the fountain of Kothar. punishment in Jahannam for certain sins, or those which were not forgiven, intercession for people of Iman, entering into Jannah and the vision of Allah Ta'ala. These are all things to reflect on, and they will create life in a person's Iman. If one is not able to set aside a specific time for such meditation, then at least when going to bed at night, think about these events. Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to make amal.